Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And welcome to everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Another wonderful edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk, and we are so glad that you are taking the time out on this beautiful Saturday to be with us and listen in. We'll have some great information to share, I promise. And if I don't promise, then Libby Rohrig promises. Our manager of communication at Berkeley Electric Cooperative is with us. Of course, I'm Terry Bass, your host. Libby, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having us.
Hey, always good to have breakfast with Libby.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes, indeed. You still got your disinfectants.
And yep.
You're doing a good job.
Disinfected the studio.
She has something again that smells like lemon. It's really smells like lemon cake and lemonade. It's
our hospital grade disinfectant that our safety director has distributed. It kills
everything.
Pretty much.
Yes, I believe so. But it smells good. It really does. And we have a special guest with us today, Stephanie Ulam, customer service and sales representative of the Berkeley Propane Company,
which is
a partner. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're doing great. Just a little more volume. It's like, you know, the flame you get from propane. Big, a lot of gas comes out of there. See, I'm just setting you up, getting you ready.
I got you.
So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Really good. Really good. Glad to have you with us. And Libby, man, I guess, as your notes say, it's time to refuel, huh? Are you telling me it's propane season? Is that what I'm hearing?
It is, yeah. You know, we just came through the tornado that hit Monk's Corner and Cordsville area.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Summer is going to be here before we know it. Lots of opportunities to...
So there really is a propane season?
Sure.
Okay. So, well what would make... Because you have a lot of different gases, if you will, but Stephanie's probably the one that should answer this question. Propane is a staple with a lot of people, but then a lot of people don't, well, what is propane?
Well, you're right. Propane is a staple with a lot of people. Propane season typically is considered to be the winter season.
So a
lot of our customers, especially in the more rural areas, use the propane for heating. Now, this time of year, like Libby was talking about the tornado that we just went through, a lot of our customers also use the propane for their standby generators. So we have a partnership with Cantor Power Systems on their Generac generator.
Okay.
And so what that looks like is the customer will get their generator set up, and it'll be powered by our propane. It's a great time right before we get into hurricane season to go ahead and think about getting those tanks topped off. Right before, like I said, hurricane season. Also, you mentioned with it being summertime and wanting to go ahead and set up your grills. Customers use propane for pool heating. Customers use it for their water heaters and a lot of times in their vacation homes.
Okay. I'm getting a big education because I, in my mind, always think of propane, the small canisters.
Right.
Small use, you know, fish fries and when you're camping. You know, but you've actually, now when I see the big tank, I hadn't been connecting that as propane. I'm thinking natural gas or some, you know, just not thinking that that's propane.
Right.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
So the tanks that we set out at the homes range anywhere from 120-gallon to 1,000-gallon tanks. Those little bottles that you're talking about, those grill cylinders, those only hold about 5 gallons of propane.
Okay.
So what we said is a little bit more substantial. So that way, of course, the power system that you have for your appliances, your stove or your water heater, that
right.
has a greater fuel amount.
Well, I have a bigger, no pun intended, a much bigger appreciation for propane in the last 2 minutes. Because I'm telling you, I'm thinking propane, oh, that's just recreation. You know, a lot of people in the rural areas, I would suspect, more so out in the country, if you will, are the ones that are having their power is coming from propane tanks.
You'd be surprised.
Their entire house.
Well, you'd be surprised, honestly. Like I mentioned, a lot of vacation homes, a lot of homes on islands.
Okay.
It's it's an energy source that is saving our customers. That's why a lot of customers are switching over to the tankless water heaters and to save cost there.
That's propane.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yep. And when you said Generac, I see a lot of marketing as far as the backup generator. Thunderstorms could knock you off every day in the spring and summertime. So, but that Generac seems to be very popular or coming on. And it's a propane system. Now I know. I'm learning, man. Do I get a degree when I'm done with this? That I, you know, I'm getting
You'll
whole
never
education.
Be done with it.
Never be done.
There's always right. something to talk about.
There is. Always yeah. something to learn. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Berkeley Electric Power Talk. We're with Libby Rohrig, the manager of communication at Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and our special guest, Stephanie Ulam, customer service and sales representative of the Berkeley Propane Company. So sort of sister companies that are working together. Is that a good way to look at it?
We are a subsidiary of the electric cooperative.
Okay.
So we are underneath the cooperative umbrella.
The little sister to Berkeley Electric Cooperative, indeed. And we are talking about propane and the different uses, the different things, because as we know, we've already had a tornado, several touchdown, and did a lot of damage, certainly in the Monk's Corner area, Edisto area, and other areas. You know, unfortunately, we lost, I think, 11 lives, 10 or 11 lives. So, you know, tornadoes come through, and you know, certain times of year, you have your peaks, right? We're in a season now, and then in the fall, it'll come back up again. But propane has many uses. And look, I do see on the notes, grilling season. See, that's, I just had grilling season out of proportion. You know, because I'm a grill master.
Right.
I am. Yeah. Are you questioning me?
I am not.
I'm trying to be a grill master. See, I'm going to get a degree. Some, you know, I'll just get a ribbon, right? Number one in the ribs. I'll get my accolades one day. But propane, many uses. What's a use of propane? And maybe we've covered them all, but is there anything that we haven't mentioned thus far that might be a use of a propane? Now, obviously, heating and cooling, providing an entire house, a vacation home. And then, of course, I keep thinking of the small 5-gallon, you know, it's hooked up to the grease for the fish fry. That's what I just see that at my church. My church brothers, you know, man, that's good fish, good stuff. But would those be probably the primary uses? And obviously, backup power and generators that are – well, like on a hospital, okay, a bigger facility, would they have maybe their generators and propane fueling their backup systems?
Yes. So propane, exactly. You're exactly right. Propane is a fuel for the generators, the backup generator systems. Other uses for propane, like you mentioned, are heating, fireplaces for customers, and space heating to keep, if they have electric heating in their home, to keep that electric bill down.
Okay.
You also want to think about tankless water heaters. You mentioned grills. You can hook up your grill to your whole home propane system, so you don't have to just use those tiny real bottles.
Okay. And let's talk about the tankless water heater, because that's, I don't know, last decade or so, that's something that people that have them, I mean, they are loving them.
Absolutely. So the tankless water heater, the one that we offer here in our showroom, is the Rinnai tankless water heater that is hot water on demand. So it doesn't have a tank where it's heating up your water throughout the day when you're not using it. It's heating it as soon as you need it. And then as soon as you turn the water off, the heating element turns off.
And that, in a sense, is probably cost efficient and cost effective.
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of customers lean towards the tankless water heaters, especially in these newer homes or customers that are renovating. Mm-hmm. They're moving over to the tankless water heaters to save money.
And probably, I'm just guessing here on this, but from a safety standpoint, maybe even a safer way of doing it?
Now, and the tankless water heaters, one of the appeals to them is their size. They're going to be much smaller than those tanks, but they also don't have the standing pilots that the old tank water heaters do that you have to lean down there and light. These tankless water heaters are going to light themselves and work out through that system. You're not going to have to go in and light a pilot like an old-time stove or an old-time tankless water heater.
Okay, so it's definitely something to think about and call your team.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We can be reached at berkeleyelectric.coop or give us a call at 843-761-8200. Our representatives can answer any questions that you guys might have about the propane services that we provide. And we also have technicians that are able to answer questions. They answer questions for us ladies in the office all the time.
Okay. And now there are some savings being offered right now. That are my eyes doing me justice here? Or do I really, Libby, is the time for glasses? I see save $250 when you use this service.
Yeah, I think you do not need to go to the eye doctor. You probably couldn't get in anyway because
you're
of the pandemic.
You're right. But. You're right.
So you're safe for now.
But there is an opportunity to save. A virtual estimate is available now. Right now, how do you do that?
So what you're going to need to do is visit our partners, Cantor Power Systems, either on our website, berkeleyelectric.coop, mm-hmm. or give them a call at their phone number. That is 866-942-3366. We've partnered with Cantor Power Systems on their Generac generator, and now's the time to go ahead and start thinking about getting those generators installed before hurricane season.
Right.
They are offering virtual estimates. So typically what happens is the representative comes out and meets you at your home and talks about where that generator is going to go, what mm-hmm. sort of cost and financing is going to be associated with that. Now they're able to offer those services. Once you set up that estimate appointment, they're able to offer that virtually. Any customer that does the virtual estimate, they're going to save $250 off the purchase of their generator.
Okay, so that's where the savings comes in, but that's a good deal. Also, 5% off installs for healthcare workers and first responders.
Yes.
Are heroes.
Exactly. And that's because of the time that we're going through right now. That's a form of appreciation. And,
right.
of course, now throughout the year, there are other discounts that are available. And the best way to find out about all the discounts that are available is to reach out and ask those questions. Schedule your estimate. That's a free estimate. You're mm-hmm. not losing anything. And any questions that you might have about the generator or about savings, discounts, financing, is best to go ahead and reach out.
Right now, because a lot of people are teleworking and a lot of people, unfortunately, have actually been displaced from their job temporarily, you know, we're certainly hopeful that we're getting back to normal sooner than later. But now would probably be a great time to schedule your appointment because you are at home. So, you know, you're not having to run from the office and get this virtual appointment set up. So now's a good time to call 866-942-3366 and schedule that appointment. Yes, indeed. We are having a good time with Stephanie Ulam from Berkeley Propane Company, the little sister of Berkeley Electric. Did I say it wrong?
No, you're good.
Okay. Because you started laughing when I said your name.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to Ulam. Guess how many times you are going to say my name on the show.
A lot. We guess for the next 15 minutes. Stephanie Ulam. Okay. As far as propane services, people that haven't explored the potential opportunities that lie before them, could you talk a little bit about the different services that are available if you were able to say, I want to switch to propane or explore how I can bring propane into my lifestyle? What's available out there?
Absolutely. So the best thing to do is give us a call first. And what we're going to do is schedule for one of our technicians to meet with you out in the field. Now, right now, we are doing contactless deliveries and estimates. So our technicians are coming out. They're discussing everything with you over the phone, and they're not having to meet with you face-to-face for the safety of our employees as our customers. Now, when the technician comes out, he's going to let you know what sort of cost is associated with switching out the tank, the benefits of switching to Berkeley Propane, the fact that we don't have any rental fees for our tanks. What we have instead is a minimum usage agreement where you just have to use one tank of gas each year to avoid a $50 fee. Now, many other providers are charging those tank rental fees every year.
Okay.
Now, we retain ownership of all of the tanks that we set, and that's better for the customer because if something goes wrong with that tank, if it needs to be replaced or repaired, we're going to take care of that at no cost to you.
Okay. And I see underground tanks as available part of this. How many tanks are underground versus above? I mean, is there like more of them underground or
It's about 50-50. Okay. For the most part, it's the customer's preference, whether they're wanting that tank up in the yard or if they're wanting it underground and out of the way. Another thing that that depends on is going to be the your property and what the setbacks will allow. So some tanks have to be buried underground. Maybe your HOA doesn't allow them, or maybe there's not enough room for that tank above ground.
Okay. So, see, I'm once again getting my degree. I'm learning that a lot of tanks are underground. Maybe that's why I don't think of propane in the big way, because a lot of the tanks are probably underground. You don't see them.
Right.
You know.
And a lot of the customers, especially out in these more coastal areas, are burying their tanks. Keep them out of sight, out of mind, and they're able to utilize that fuel to power their homes.
And definitely propane, for those folks listening, consider it an option. Or if it's not for your primary home, for your second, like Libby, your third house, you know, the one on. How many beaches do you have? Several beaches, several houses.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good to dream.
Uh huh.
We're dreaming together.
Well. Yes. And Terry, depending on your lifestyle, it could end up saving you money to switch your heating mm-hmm. over to propane and your water heating. Certainly, you know, we've talked in other shows about your heating and cooling of your home annually is about half your power bill. And as an mm-hmm. electric cooperative, every dollar that they spend on electric, you know, we just, it's a pass-through type thing. So the less power that they buy from us, that's great. We want our members to save money. So it's not going to hurt our feelings if they want to switch over to heating their home with propane or doing a propane water heater, because that's saving them money, and that could be a good choice for them.
And in the end game is to save money, as you're saying.
Yeah.
Because the more saved, the more earned.
Yeah.
You know, so once again, listening audience, propane may be something to really consider. Gas logs and fireplace, that's usually propane supported, if you will.
Yes. So we have our showroom located in Monk's Corner that we've opened up. We were closed for about a year due to a fire that we had, not propane related, so don't even go there.
I was about to ask you. My eyes raised up. Okay.
So we just got that showroom opened back up about a year ago, where you can come and see all the different logs that we offer, the outdoor fire pits, the fireplaces. You can ask us about installation of those products. I've found that a lot of customers come in and they like the fact that we have many different brands available there for you to see. We're a live showroom, so you can go ahead and light up all the products that we offer there. And any questions that you have, our representatives are ready to answer them for you.
And this showroom is in Monk's Corner?
It is. We're at the corner of Highway 52 and Rembert C. Dennis Bypass at 100 South Highway 52 in Monk's Corner.
The shopping district, the food district, and I know exactly where that is.
And we're right at the corner of the intersection. You cannot miss us.
Cannot miss. All right, that's good stuff to know.
Can we set you up an appointment? You know, I think you need one of those outdoor fire pits.
Well, I got to move into the region first. So let's help me find a house. Come on, Libby. Once I get my house and, you know, I become a Berkeley guy, you know, I need to. Save money.
Now, that's a misconception that a lot of our customers have. You don't have to be a Berkeley Electric member, and you don't have to live in Berkeley County. We service the entire Lowcountry. We're actually in a different area of the Lowcountry each day of the week. Okay. So here in Charleston, our technicians are out here on Wednesdays. Ah. So we could hook you up on a Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I'm in Dorchester County.
Okay, Dorchester County. We're there on Tuesdays.
Okay. See, I was trying to trip you up, and it didn't work. But look, learn something else. So this doesn't just confine you to the typical BEC footprint.
Terry, we can hook you up. Get you one of those water heaters. That'll save you a lot of money on your electric bill.
Yep.
Because you're on a for-profit.
Singing in the rain, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Water heating's a huge expense on your electric bill.
Well, you're right. Because I recently replaced a water heater about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I you know, maybe I'll replace it again. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, my brother, he's in Atlanta. He has the tankless system, and he talks about it.
Mm-hmm. As soon as that water heater goes out, I'll leave a card on the table for you. You can give me a call.
Okay. So maybe when I go in the garage, I can stumble and knock it over somehow?
No. It's installed on the wall, and it's a whole lot smaller than that tank water heater you have.
No, I'm talking about my current one.
Maybe. Oh. You know. Yeah.
But these are great options and things that hopefully the listener is hearing. And as we're dealing with this pandemic season, which is a very prolonged, you know, there are people that will do things. I mean, right now, Lowe's and Home Depot, they're packed because people have idle time. So maybe during this time, this is a great time to be talking about maybe the switch over to propane, going away. And like you said, if it can save you money, they should certainly reach out and call you guys to do an inspection or a virtual consultation to see whether or not it's in your best interest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, the estimate is free of charge. All you have to do is give us a call at 843-761-8200, and propane will schedule you for an estimate. Like I said, we're out in a different area each day of the week.
And I'm not going to promote this, but let's just say stimulus checks went out. They're going out, or hopefully they will go out.
Depends. I got mine.
Well, man, it just depends. It's like some people got, and then other people are like sleeping by the mailbox.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe you have extra money because the stimulus it's designed to really help the economy. So this might be something that, hey, I didn't lose my job. We've had no disruption of any kind, but I've got some extra money. Another reason to look into the switch over to propane, because tax season's been extended. Hopefully there will be a lot of extra money floating around in the marketplace, and this is a great opportunity to possibly look into propane as an alternative.
Or it could save you money switching over some of these large electric users to a propane source, depending on your lifestyle.
That's
might
right.
Be a good choice for you.
It might be a good choice. And as far as, now I talked about having this extra money, well, let's say all things considered, it's just normal flow. How can you finance these things or pay for them? Are there options on the table for that?
The appliances that we sell, we offer 90 days, same as cash with those appliances. We do require a down payment in order to order the appliance for you. And then once the appliance is installed, we bill the amount to your account. We can split that into three equal payments. And like I said, same as cash, so no interest to you. When it comes to tank sets, those are billed and they do have to be paid within the 30-day time frame. Mm-hmm. But gas deliveries are the same. You have 30 days to pay for the gas that you've requested and delivered. And right now, gas prices are the lowest that they've been in about 2 years. So now is a great time to go ahead and switch over. I've found that a lot of customers that when they switch to Berkeley Propane, the first question they ask is, what's the cost to set the tank? Well, there is a swap-out fee. But when you put that swap out fee together with our gas prices, it's the same amount as if you were to just get a fill up from your existing propane provider. So why don't you go ahead and switch over, get the gas cheaper, not have to pay a tank rental fee, and our customer service is unbeatable.
Unbeatable, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We're the best.
I have heard that. I'm very curious now because of this conversation about propane and what it may offer someone's family other than the grilling stuff. You know, now it comes back to my mind, outside of our radio station there is a tank out there.
Yes, not one of those small bottles.
No, it's not a small tank.
It's a large tank.
But you see how in my mind, I when you said tank, I'm thinking, well, I've never seen any tank out there, but it's that big boy out there that's very necessary to our operation.
Mm-hmm. We serve commercial clients as well.
Absolutely. Okay. So, of course, now I've already told you, you've got to give us a call and see about switching over to Berkeley Propane.
Mm-hmm.
But the area is the same for commercial and residential clients. Okay. We're all over the Lowcountry.
Wow. So you're covering the metro. But once again, commercial and residential.
Right. And commercial accounts, they all look different. So we're talking about restaurants. We're talking about, you guys likely use the propane for heating during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Garages and mechanic shops, hotels, and vacation homes as well.
So a restaurant may provide their heat source with propane when they're like the flame in the kitchen and all that.
Right. So their cooking largely comes from propane.
Okay. I need to apologize to propane. I've had propane minimized. It is just these 5 gallon tanks. But now, as we're talking, and I can see propane big tanks at restaurants and in kitchens, and just think, wow, I've been all wrong. I'm sorry, propane. I really am. propane is great. It's a great thing. And if it can save you money, which Libby's nodding, yep, it can. Once again, Berkeley Electric Cooperative's goal, we have this program on every Saturday, is if we can ultimately save you some money, it is really worth it to you.
Yeah, we're here to serve our members in whatever way we can. And our biggest way we'd like to serve them is to save them money.
And that's the best way.
Yeah.
I would think they would. They're agreeing with me. Yes, indeed. Yes, they're shaking their head. But saving money in you know, money saved is money earned.
Yes.
So this is another feature of Berkeley Electric Cooperative, the Berkeley Propane Company, little sister, part of the deal. Well, Stephanie Ulam, see, I waited a while. I hadn't said your name in a while. But you have provided some great information. Just to recap, we've got a couple minutes left before we sneak out of here. Propane is to be thinked about beyond just Terry in a very different way. It's a very necessary part of energy. It's bigger than you think. Residential and commercial, there are opportunities. And even, you know, hey, maybe you want to get out of your wood fireplace. Because you know what? Wood fireplaces are really a
messy.
They are messy. I like them, but, you know, my brother has a switch. And
they're so messy, now, and customers get tired of chopping the wood. Now, the fireplaces that we offer, a lot of them are exactly like you said. You flip a switch on the wall or you click a button on a remote and the fireplace lights itself right up.
It does.
You can set it on a temperature just like your wall thermostat. And once that room heats up, then the fireplace will die down until it gets cold again.
Wow. That right there might have me sold on that, because I can get that big fire going and I leave the room for a little bit. And then what happens to the big fire, you know?
Right.
It's a lot more work.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot more work, but
less chopping.
Yes, less chopping and everything else. Yes, you know that. Then you got the big ash can. You got to dump that out. And I'm sold. I'm coming to see you. I got to come see you. But for folks that are out there and want to contact you, once again, to either get a consultation, maybe set up a virtual appointment. How can they reach out and talk to wonderful folks at the Berkeley Propane Company?
The best way to do it is going to be calling us at 843-761-8200, or you can visit us on our website, berkeleyelectric.coop. You can request more information and sign up for service on that website.
Okay. And Libby, she didn't do it quite right. It's berkeleyelectric.coop, right? No, you got it right. But
that's news to me.
berkeleyelectric.coop, but co-op is COOP. So if you look at it, it's coop.
Yeah, without the hyphen, you would pronounce it coop. But
that's right, co-op.
We intend for it to be co-op.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should call our friends over at the Berkeley Propane Company. Stephanie, once again, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having us. Our technicians and our drivers are still out in the field working their regular schedules, so I'm glad that we had the opportunity to come in and teach you a little bit about what we do and share some information, remind you about the winter season that will be coming up before you know it.
That's right.
As well as hurricane season and wanting to get prepared for those generators.
Boy, that one can't stay away? Oh, boy. Just think, in the middle of a pandemic, do we really want a very active hurricane season?
No.
We really don't.
No.
So we're going to pray that one away. And Libby, thank you as always for giving us this good information and always shedding light on what's available to the member owner. Because I bet you a lot of times they don't think as deep as this what's available.
Non-members. Can jump on this. And
that's right.
And you mentioned the pandemic. You know, we have the contactless delivery and virtual estimates, so we can still provide all of our services without any risk to our employees or to our customers.
That's good stuff. Thank you once again. As we say goodbye this Saturday, it's been a pleasure. And if you need any information, make sure you reach out berkeleyelectric.coop and find out more about how you can get up on propane. May the propane be good. You know? But I have more respect for propane. I really do. It's time to go. Terry Bass and the crew saying thanks for listening to another edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. We'll see you next time.